The growing wave of immigrants and international students in the U.S. is creating demand for a new business, accent reduction teaching. Our reporter Fiona Wang is from China and is desperate for some pronunciation help. She shares her story with us as she visits an accent reduction specialist.
What?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
As a non-native English speaker, this is what I hear most, now that I'm in America. My journalism reporting classes made me realize even more how my accent would be a handicap. And my professor suggested me to look for an accent reduction coach. I found hundreds of such classes online, so I called Dara Huxley, a speech pathologist who has a high rating on Yelp. My first lesson at her house in Hollywood was free, and the first step was diagnosing my problems.
Third. Four. Spring.
Okay, one second.
Spring.
Spring? Okay, spring. So that's called a consonant cluster, where you have three consonants. There's a triple consonant cluster. And you're putting an in between the S and the P. You're going spring.
Spring.
Right, it's not spring, it's spring.
Spring.
Yeah.
She offered 13 classes as a package, costing $100 per hour. Apparently, many people are willing to pay, she said.
They want to improve their chances of getting a better job or getting promoted in their job. They want to make sure that they're clear in their job, like if they're a doctor and their patients or their co-workers don't understand them, mistakes could be made.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are more than 50% of Los Angeles population speaking languages other than English at home.
In LA, of course, it's a very cosmopolitan area, so there's a lot of people from other countries, so of course it's popular here.
Professor Marianne Murphy, teaching ESL at USC, said one's major is an important factor determining whether he or she is interested in accent reduction classes.
I think it depends on what their goals are and what environment they'll be working in. If you have a student from, let's say, Korea, who is going to be doing East Asian language studies and literature, well, probably not such a problem, obviously. However, if you have a non-native speaker who wants to be in an environment that has very few people from outside the country, then it's going to be, you know, the competition for jobs will be fierce and people will see the accent as a negative.
As for my situation.
Well, if you're on TV, they expect perfection. And I think that a lot of times people, if they hear an accent, and some people will be willing to work with it and other people will close their ears and they will not, right? And so as a broadcaster, you would have to appeal to all these groups. I haven't had to work to understand you. However, I'm also what we would call a sympathetic listener. I'm willing.
Professor Murphy strongly suggested me to take a one-on-one accent reduction class. Then, what should I expect for my $1,300?
So, I just like to explain that to people that they're not going to lose their accent, most likely, but they are going to become more clear. They're going to have people say, what did you say, less amount of time.
And yes, what did you say is what I want to hear less. Fiona Wen, Annenberg Radio News.